Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, where we explore the dusty side of music from acetate 78s of the early 20th century to music recorded last week or not released until next month. We're archaeologists of music and sound, analog culture for a digital world. And this is program 90, broadcast 90 of the Radio Thrift Shop. It's going to be a little bit of an extended set this week, so please strap in. It'll be worth the journey. I'm going to start off this week's program with a feature I called Left Off the Charts, an album that has been overlooked and underestimated. An album that's faded into obscurity. And this week, I'm going to be featuring an album called The Wall I Built Myself by Bob Brown. It was released in 1970, and Bob Brown worked with Richie Havens, touring with him and I believe recording with him in the late 1960s. And the album, The Wall I Built Myself, was eventually released on Richie Havens' Stormy Weather Records. So let's hear side two. This is Bob Brown, The Wall I Built Myself.
She gone, she never breaks. I almost see her face. She never shows her style. I never see her smile. Knowing is knowing. I take her face and see her smile. So far away from a living and a forgiving, for living. If she'd know just how I love, if she'd see. Distance in her stare, not knowing how she's there. Inside her distance grows. I'd catch her if she'd know that I could believe her. I'd hold her face, embrace her smile. So far away, oh, from living and forgiving, for living. Peace
heart, oh, where we are, and oh, why. In her smile, the newness of her face, it takes me to the place of wishing for the grace of knowing and growing and to be within the things we are. So far away from a living and a forgiving, for living.
Kept hoping sang the dawn, hoping that the morning would become the song that you would hear, just another song I made to sing that failed to bring you near. You said so many things that were unkind, went so many places, leaving me behind. And still I sang, and still I held, I believe I love you well. Hoping I was, hoping you could, hoping you might change.
Try
give her reason to be. If she'd know a whole place for her in town, let it find me. Oh, oh please kindly ever bind our way. Thank you.
never be the one to say, we're done, to say, we would try some other way of parting and passing to see.
Four selections from Bob Brown's The Wall I Built Myself. We heard First Light, Winds of Change, Selena, and Seek the Sun. That's my selection for Left Off the Charts on Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. We're going to delve into some vinyl now. Something that's a little bit different, very obscure, but has recently been reissued. It is music by Tysco, and Tysco is, I think, it's very mysterious, also known as Marco Melchiori, and he also recorded under the name Romari. He was a library music musician, and quite the enigma, apparently. If you're not familiar with library music is kind of generic music that was used to cue behind films and television programs, just kind of innocuous music that could be used in different scenes or to set to different moods, but wasn't actually recorded for a specific film or television series. So Tysco recorded a number of library music albums. This one is called Castle and Country Seat. It was recorded, I believe, back in 1974 for music for various programs on Italian television. We're going to hear side two, starting with a song called Green Water.
Earth, sky.
Today, spider brains. The brains of tiny spiders are so large, they fill their body cavities and overflow into their legs.
Researchers at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama measure the central nervous systems of nine species of spiders, from rainforest giants to spiders smaller than the head of a pin. As the spiders get smaller, their brains get proportionally bigger, filling up more and more of their body cavities.
The researchers said that the smaller the animal, the more it has to invest in its brain power in order to be able to perform fairly complex behaviors, like, in the case of spiders, weaving a web.
They discovered that the central nervous systems of the smallest spiders fill up almost 80% of their total body cavity, including about 25% of their legs.
Some of the tiniest immature baby spiders even have deformed, bulging bodies. That bulge contains excess brain. Adults of the same species don't bulge.
Brain cells use a lot of energy, so small spiders probably convert much of the food they consume into brain power. I'm Jorge Salazar.
And I'm Deborah Bird. For more on this story, come to earthsky.org and search on the words spider brains. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
the otherworldly sounds of Tysco from the LP Tuscan Castle and Country Seat, which is library music recorded for Italian television back in 1978. Actually, 1974, and released on album in 1978. We heard Green Water, Tree to the Wind, and Vision of Shore. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, tripping up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. And I have some interesting news that I never thought that I would hear. There's going to be no more Muzak. That's right, the brand name Muzak, which is often used as a generic term for all background music, is going to be retired this week as part of a reorganization by its current owners, Mood Media. Mood Media is based in Concord, Ontario, and it's a leader in the so-called sensory marketing, providing stores and other businesses sights, sounds, and even smells to envelop their customers. In addition to Muzak, which it bought 2 years ago for $345 million, Mood has divisions for signs, interactive displays, and scents. Today, the company announced that it is consolidating its services under a single brand, Mood, thus eliminating the Muzak name. The original technical basis for Muzak was developed by inventor Major General George Owen Squire, who is credited with inventing telephone carrier multiplexing in 1910. In the early 1920s, he was granted several further U.S. patents related to transmission of information signals, among them a system for transmission and distribution of signals over electrical lines. Squire recognized the potential for this technology to be used to deliver music to listeners without the use of radio, which at the time was in a nascent state and required fussy and expensive equipment. Early success tests were performed, and he delivered music to customers on New York's Staten Island via their electrical wires. Squire remained involved in Muzak, but as the home market was eclipsed by radio in 1934, he founded his own company to deliver music to commercial clients. He was intrigued by the made-up word Kodak being used as a trademark, and so he took the first syllable from music and added the ack from Kodak to create Muzak. Eventually, the name became shorthand for any kind of innocuous musical background, even if in recent years Muzak and its competitors have also developed radio-like playlists of pop hits and oldies. And that's it, the end of Muzak as we know it, or at least the name Muzak. Okay, well, most of us here in New Hampshire are still digging out from a major snowstorm called Nemo. It looks like we didn't have to find Nemo. Nemo found us. But on that day, on Friday, as I was driving to work, I was listening to a CD by The Sixth Sense called Deep Night, which was released back in 1982. And this song came on, and it just seemed so perfect for the moment. This is called Before the Snowfall.
Jacob, I can't stay here. Father, the only hell, where am I going to? The look in her eyes told me so very much about how she'd wander with no place to go.
Thank you. Come with me, my love, and seize the day and live it fully, live it fast. Never thinking once about tomorrow till tomorrow's been and gone and past. We'll pour the wine and fill the cup of joy and drink it, drink as if it were the last. Live, just live for life. Yesterday's a memory gone for good forever, and tomorrow is a guess. What is real is what is here and now, and here and now is all that we possess. So take my hand and we will take the moment, if for just the moment's happiness. Live, just live for life. If you let me, I will lead you through the mystery and wonder of a world you've never known before. Share the splendors to be shared, magic places to explore. Dare the dangers to be dared. Life is all of this and more, this and flowers to adore. Come with me to where the laughter rings and drowns the pounding sounds of guns of war. Yes, come with me, my love, and live for life, and life will live for you forevermore. Live, just live for life. Live, just live for life.
Right, Carmen McRae and Herbie Mann with the Live for Life. Before that, we heard Yusuf Lateef and Nubian Lady. Bobby Whiteside before that, Father Diorio, and those are all from some fairly scarce 45 RPM singles. And we started that set off with Deep Night. We started the set off with The Sixth Station from the album Deep Night. Perfect song for the past few days, called Before the Snowfall. And of course, now we're dealing with After the Snowfall. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm going to do a new segment called Drop the Needle. And it's a little bit of a mystery. We're going to drop the needle on something I haven't heard before, some music that must have been purchased from a thrift shop, and I will play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how bad it is, and I can play more than one selection if I like it. So this is an album that I found in a thrift shop this past week. It's called Golden Guitars by Santo and Johnny. It was released on the Imperial label, which is a product of Liberty Records. There's not a whole lot of information on here. I'm not sure exactly what year it was released, but there's apparently another album called The Brilliant Guitar Sounds of Santo and Johnny. Anyways, let's cue up It's Wonderful and Drop the Needle.
Thank you.
tape recorder was out of control there. Okay, that's Santo and Johnny from their album Golden Guitars. We heard It's Wonderful, and I really like this tune. By the time I get to Phoenix, I've always loved that song, but you know, the flute is almost saving it here, but and the glockenspiel is rather nice, or the vibes. All right, I almost pulled the plug on that one, but not quite. Santo and Johnny with By the Time I Get to Phoenix from the album Golden Guitars. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Time to close up the thrift shop. I want to thank you for listening. If you'd like to communicate with me, my email address is FMOE, as in Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's FMOE at colby-sawyer.edu. I'm going to take a little trip back to 1950 and close out the program with Tony Martin, a song called La Vie en Rose.
Close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love. heart and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en dans mon cou, une épave dans mon cou, dont je connais la cause. C'est là pour moi, mon chéri, dans la vie. Elle me l'a dit, la journée pour la vie. Press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be loving.